I hate making choices. You know that very well. So when you put the staple gun, cigarettes, and cane on the table and tell me to choose, it is a deliberate cruelty. All three are horrifying, of course, and it doesn't matter which I choose, really. We both know my choices don't matter. But it entertains you to make me play along for the audience. I hesitantly reach my hand towards the cane. You laugh and bat it away. "You see," you say, "she chose this of her own free will." You can't keep the amusement from your voice at the absurdity of that statement. It has been a very long time since I had anything resembling my own will, free or otherwise. You turn and usher me into the gynecological chair next to you, helping me to place my legs in the stirrups before strapping them down. "We wouldn't want her to hurt herself," you smirk. "And she can be so very clumsy," you add, gesturing the yellow and purple bruise faintly visible across my right eye socket and cheek as you pull a blindfold over my eyes. "So," you say, turning back to the table, picking up the cigarettes and lighting one, "who's first?" Each of them take their turn with my body, burning or stapling or beating my legs, tits, tummy, feet, or cunt. Most choose some mixture of all of these before fucking my cunt or ass and coming in or on my bruised and bleeding body. I cycle through being frozen in fear, panicked attempts to move or stop them, made impossible by the straps holding me to the chair, of course, and sobbing uncontrollably. Throughout it all, you stand by my head, stroking my hair soothingly. You whisper quietly in my ear, "I know it hurts, baby. You're such a good girl to take it all for me. You deserve this, of course. Feel how wet you are. How easy it is for them to fuck you. Only a pathetic, disgusting cock socket would be turned on by being treated like this." I don't know if I am turned on, or if the wetness between my legs is only my blood and the stranger's cum. All my body feels is hurt. I am so grateful for your attention, though, and through the pain my world narrows to your hand in my hair and your voice. "Tell me you love me," you say quietly. I feel you move around the chair to stand in between my legs. I realise now that the others have stopped and must have left, although I don't know how long ago. I can barely get the words to form, but eventually I stammer, I love you." Using your fingers to make enough of an opening in my stapled, swollen labia, you slide your cock into me smoothly. The blood and cum ease your way in, but do nothing to dull the pain. "Of course you do," you say, amusement thick in your voice. "How could you not?"